It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Bleak and Eva show.
And they called it puppy love.
Yeah, the big pooch sleepover Friday night and that Eva did.
Yes.
For Animal Refuge League.
And we got a little trophy.
Oh. What's the trophy for?
The trophy is because we were in first place for fundraising, baby.
How about that? And I'm glad you say we.
It was a we. You were the one.
It was a me. You didn't do anything. All you did, well, you did do the sleepover part, which was kind of the significant part. But you didn't ask for a dime from anybody.
I was tough.
I went on the radio and went and shilled for you.
You did.
And how much you won first place? You fundraised more than anybody else?
Yes, I did.
How much did you make?
$6,000. Well, $59.18.
Wow.
Right? And they raised a total of just over $40,000. Their goal was $20,000, so they doubled that. But I was at 2,000 something, right? Friday morning.
I think Thursday. Yeah. I think by Friday it started to tick up quite a bit.
Oh, because this was fast and furious at because they kept coming to update our little boards on our kennels, and she kept coming up. And she goes, "You're working me all night, aren't you?" And I thought, "Okay, it was just really, really exciting."
And so the theme of the kennel was underwater,
mine was under the sea. Right. And it was that was really good because it was a kid favorite. We did come in second in decorating. We lost to the camper
girl.
Well,
that's not we now. That's back to you.
Okay. Me. lost to the camper girl. She was really good, though. She had a really nice camping decorated.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, guys.
Wow, you couldn't sound more bitter about the camping girl, by the way. Eva won, Todd. She fundraised the most for the Animal Refuge League.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Congrats, Eva.
Yeah, almost $6,000.
Wow. That's And the total was 30 or 40?
40. So 40,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Isn't that crazy? It was like crazy Friday night. We were live Facebooking. People were just donating. It was coming in fast and furious.
No, wait. So, I have so many questions. Did you bring your CPAP to go sleep over in the...
I brought my CPAP. I didn't use it.
I heard there wasn't much sleeping.
Hold on.
Okay.
Well, first of all, they're all in kennels, which are all right next to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And this is at the shelter over in Westbrook.
16 of us.
So... And then you got the dogs in there. And there's enough space for you to lay down in the thing, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
That wasn't convincing.
No. See, this is not when the complaints are going to roll in.
Were you on a doggy bed or a real bed?
Okay, I took the doggy cot out because there was no way. I mean, I couldn't lay on that. Some people brought...
like a sleeping bag? Or
no, I brought a sleeping bag.
Air mattress?
So, yes.
Oh, like a camping...
I would bring an air mattress next time. Because what I did was I took a bunch of blankets and put them on the floor and then put my sleeping bag. But it doesn't matter. You know, those blankets smoosh right down.
Right.
And I sleep on my side. So my shoulder and my arm, everything.
And your hip.
Oh. Hip, everything.
So
I didn't even do the CPAP. I was so tired. I got in there. I didn't even take my meds.
Wait a minute.
Out.
You made a big deal out of getting like a power cord run exclusively for her.
Oh my gosh.
So
really?
She could plug in her menopause fan and the CPAP machine. She tried to bring a lamp.
Eva.
Oh yeah. She tried to bring a lamp.
It was a salt lamp in the shape of a dolphin. It went with my theme.
What? Right, but I'm saying no one else had power.
No.
And Eva's asking for power, and then she didn't even use it.
Mm-mm.
First world problems.
Oh, my God.
No. And I don't think any of us really slept, although...
No, I heard it was bad. Goldie was like,
the dogs did.
It was awful.
He did.
Well, there was,
oh my God.
Apparently there was one, Amanda Hill's dog apparently just wouldn't stop barking, and she, at midnight, had to go to, the bathroom or something, or she got up, she left her little... Her little room there, kennel there for 30 minutes, and the dog didn't stop.
Oh, no.
See, I was on the other side. It kind of went around in a loop, so I was on the other side. But I was next to a hound, Cinder, who...
Oh, my gosh.
My little girl, Lexi, was super good. She'd come over for a little snuggles, then she'd go back to her bed. She'd come over for a little snuggles. This went on all through the night. I don't know. Maybe she was coming over because I was snoring, and maybe that's what she was coming over like.
So you did.
She's probably she's probably trying to help you.
Right.
She's probably going, I think she just stopped breathing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where's the CPAP machine?
Right. Tell the hound down the road.
Yeah. was great, though. And it does. I just got to give them props. It takes a village because, you know, we woke up at 6 and there was already people cleaning, getting breakfast ready for dogs, like all kinds of stuff going on. So kudos to them and all the great
work.
Yeah,
they do good stuff.
They do.
They do good stuff.
But we're in first place and we got special shout outs.
That's cool.
Cool. You're welcome.
Thank you, Blake.
Eva didn't ask for a dime. I had to do all the fundraising over here.
He did. He's a good fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah. From now on, ask Blake to do your fundraising.
Oh, yeah. Well, Friday night I did an event, and I do the live auction, and I love that. I mean, it's so much fun. Oh, yeah. Well, because people come to these events to spend money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you can kind of play with their ego a little bit. So there was some guy who was like, oh, yeah, well, $1,200 for that. You know, and I'm like, if you can spend $1,200, you can spend $14. So I was like, so I'm looking at the guy, and then all of a sudden, and what's funny is that when you do a live auction, when the person doesn't want to bid anymore, then all of a sudden they lose eye contact. They start staring at the wall. Yeah. They're like noticing the tiles and the floor. Like they just start, you know, staring around, not making eye contact. And I sit there and I go, look at me. Look at me.
Right. You
if you could spend
brutal.
$1,200, you could spend $1,400. This is for children. Right? Stop looking at the floor.
Ask Blake what he bought.
Yeah, this is a sign I'm getting older. I bought a personality test at the silent auction and a house deep clean. Like from a cleaning company. Yeah. Like there were ski trips. There were winter clothing items. They had a whole case of wine. There was a whole cooler of beer and all that. What did I bid on? The personality test and the deep cleaning.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I think is why I won both.
The low bid and the only bid.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 527. Congratulations, Eva. That's
awesome.
Thank you. Shout out to the Animal Refuge League. They really are awesome. If you need a pet, you know, they're getting new ones all the time.